Hey guys, welcome to Love Yourself Worth. I was here thinking, and I've been going through this for a few weeks now in my journey, of basically going back and forth between the dependence that we put on other entities and other beings, okay? Some people rely on angels and archangels, guides, you know, they call it spirit. We don't really see these spirits or guides or so-called angels. And I'm not saying, you know, that they don't exist. I'm just saying that we've been told all our life that these so-called angels and archangels are positive, that they're good, that they, you know, they do this, they do that. But I was starting to wonder if maybe we give too much power to these entities that we can't even see. Now, do I believe in the unseen? Of course I do. There's way so many other things happening in other dimensions that we aren't aware of. That is in fact a reality. But what I'm talking about is relinquishing your own power, because we have our own power. Let's say, you know, there's angels and archangels. Like, we all pretty much know or believe, for those of you who do believe that. A lot of times we believe that we're supposed to serve them. And even if we don't believe that, we act that way. You know, they tell us something and we assume, oh, I have to do it, or negative things are going to happen. Karmic obstacles are going to happen. For those of you who are well adept at identifying angel numbers and, you know, signs and messages from the other side, you're able to pick up on energies. You might live in the same kind of almost paranoia that I lived in, where it's like I would do something that follow my own path, that follow my own direction. I would not take their advice on certain things, or I would act impulsively, or as the human that I am, I would act on my lust or my desire to do something that I wanted to do. And we're human, we all go through this. We're not perfect. It's said that angels and archangels are perfect. Maybe they are, but I feel like some of them could be quite petty in my own personal experiences. And other, you know, YouTubers and light workers and tarot readers have said the same thing. That they've had phenomenon where angels tend to be actually quite petty when you don't listen to them. And here's what boils down to what my point is that I'm about to make. We do not serve these beings. They are guides. They can protect us if they choose to. They can, or if we ask them to, they can guide us if we ask them to. We can ask for their help, but they do not control us. They don't. Whether you believe in God, the universe, source energy, or just energy and vibrations itself, and you don't believe in any God or entity. No matter what it is, energy, vibration, God, source, whatever. Never do we serve the angels or beings or spirit guides or ancestors. We don't serve them. We are here to serve humanity, those who are light workers, those who have a spiritual calling. But we're not here to serve those beings in the other dimensions. No. And I remember I was reminded of this. Because I started, like I said, to live in this paranoia. Well, oh, I got to do this, or, you know, the angels won't be happy. And then I was told, Jada, you do know that they're supposed to serve you, right? They're supposed to serve you. You don't serve them. They can guide you. They can tell you what their energies are. They can tell you the path that you're going down, what's going to happen. That's how we use divination tools, runes, pendulum, tarot cards, stones. Feathers. And I use, you know, divination tools to tell my clients and other people what their path is looking like, what their energy is looking like, and what it's going to lead to. But one thing I've learned very well on my spiritual journey that I've been going through since my awakening last year is that energy is fluid. And as one of my favorite YouTubers out there, his name's Young Pharaoh, but he says something very key. A lot of people know his fears, you know, false evidence appearing real, which is very, very true. I love that quote. But one of my favorite quotes based off fear, besides, you know, false evidence appearing real, is what Young Pharaoh says, where he's saying, forgetting that energy can always be rearranged. You see, when the angels or other beings guide you down a path and they're like, oh, do this,
Now, a lot of people are like, oh, if I don't do this, you know, my angel's going to be mad. I'm going to get karmic obstacles. You might even see the angel numbers. You got karmic obstacles or whatever. But what does it say at the end of that karmic obstacle? That may be a blessing in disguise. But I noticed that whether I'm light working or not, whether I'm doing everything perfectly or not, I always come across karmic obstacles. Even when I'm choosing to stay on the straight and narrow and not make any mistakes or sins, I noticed that I would hit karmic blocks, that I would receive obstacles and challenges in my path. And what did that enlighten me? It dawned on me that no matter what, I'm going to have obstacles. No matter what, I'm going to have challenges. No matter what, I'm going to have lessons. No matter what, I'm going to experience heartbreak and pain. So why would I allow myself to be duped? Unless maybe they're not doing that. Maybe that was my own paranoia perception. And maybe some of you are suffering from this, where you're like, oh, if I don't do what my guides say, you know, this is going to happen or that's going to happen. And you feel imprisoned and trapped, like you can't make your own decisions. Some people say free will exists. Some people say no, free will doesn't exist. That everything has a destiny, has fate, is planned. Some people have both in their chart. It's all about what you believe. Because you can't have universe without mind entering into it. That's why you see in those classic horror movies and thriller films where it will say, okay, well, this magic or this curse or this hex or this spell can't work unless you believe in this stuff. And that's the same thing. For example, you might see an angel number and your perception tells you, uh-oh, the angels are mad because I decided to go to the left instead of go to the right like they told me to do. And perhaps what they're saying is, might be like, okay, well, now you're going to experience this karmic obstacle. And then maybe you might see it happen. Like, oh, things are going, you know, this is the karmic obstacle they're talking about. Oh, my God, I didn't listen. Oh, my God, oh, my God. I guarantee you, by the time at the end of the day, if you remember, everything worked itself out. There was a day, and I gave it for a run because at that point, I didn't care. You know, I'm rebellious by nature. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do. I don't care. Because I've been living a straight and narrow and I'm still experiencing challenges. I'm not getting my rewards. I'm not getting everything I want. And we all have this thought pattern, right? I see people who are out here committing actual crimes and they're getting away scot-free. Meanwhile, I'm sitting up here trying to be a saint and I'm experiencing so many challenges. And I didn't go out here and do crimes, of course not. My point was, you know, I can't even, you know, do the small little human pleasures. Okay, why should I feel guilty about, you know, eating a nice donut? Or why should I feel guilty about the fact that I'm human and I desire a man's companionship? Of course, there's always consequences to every, you know, action that you take. But that's the thing, you know, prepare for the consequences, you know, be aware of the challenges, be aware that every choice you make, whether you perceive it as good or you perceive it as bad, it's going to have a consequence. And so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do my own thing. And even when I was getting signs of, oh, there's gonna be karmic obstacles and things seemed to go hectic, I kept myself happy. I listened to music. I was looking amazing that day. And I was like, I don't care what happens, I'm gonna still choose to be fucking happy. And guess what? That was one of the best days of my life. Kick-ass day. Amazing day. Despite everything going wrong, I stayed calm. I stayed happy. I stayed peaceful. I sang songs. I listened to music. I put a smile on my face. When people tried to give me a hard time, I smiled back to them like, not today, Satan. And things still worked out my way. The bills still got paid. Money still came to me. If there were delays, it worked out in my favor. So that's my point. Like, don't get so spiritual that you're no earthly good. Don't get so earthly that you're no spiritual good. You know, don't lose all sense and sensibility once you start diving into the spiritual world. Don't fall in, and I want to tell you this because I fall into these traps. Don't fall into the traps of, oh, I got to do exactly what my angels and my guides say, or all hell is going to break loose. And even if it fucking did, maybe it was going to break loose anyway. And you just brought it on faster so you can learn a lesson faster to get to where you need to go faster. Or maybe you made it a little bit more difficult when it could have been a little bit easier. So what? You still learned the lesson. You still became better, became stronger. In life, as my dad always says, challenges never escape us. We never live a life where it's like, oh, there's no obstacles, there's no challenge. That's a disbelief I had. That was a belief that I had. I had a belief that, oh, when I'm doing good and when I'm going the path of the universe, things should always be easy. Things will never always be easy. because we have to grow stronger, and it's through pain that we grow. Growing pains. So things in life don't get easier, we get stronger. That's the quote my dad said. Things in life don't get easier, we get stronger. I'm telling you this to empower you. Yes, you have guides. Yes, what they say is an opinion still. Even if it's coming from the divine, it's still an opinion. It's still up to you on what you want to do, what kind of experience you want to have. And if you go down a road and you realize, you know what, I made a huge mistake and it led to heartbreak and you learned a lesson, guess the fuck what? You're human. You could try again the next day as long as you're breathing. And guess what? Don't live in fear, because you're forgetting that energy can always be rearranged. If something's not going your way, or if you're like, oh, I did something that the angels told me not to do, and now I might not be able to keep my job, or I might not be able to get this job, or I might not be able to do that. The universe is going to rearrange some things, and it might seem difficult to you, or it might seem like a karmic obstacle just to save your ass or to give you another opportunity to do what's best for you. But honestly, you don't serve the angels and the guys and the spirit guide. You don't serve them. They serve you. And you're not supposed to beg God or the universe for what you want. You are supposed to command to the universe what you want. If you feel like that's stepping on toes to command anything from God or demand anything from God, if you're religious, you know, I'm spiritual, I'm not nor so religious, but I don't knock anyone's beliefs, okay? Because I feel like the universe expresses itself in many different ways, in many different languages, in many different solutions, mathematical formulas, same colors, races, religions, beliefs, ideologies, psychology, you know. So the point is that you don't serve them. They serve you. And when you manifest, you're supposed to demand or command. Or you can nicely ask God, like I said. But be firm in what you're asking for. I don't believe that God wants you to beg for what you desire, or the universe wants you to beg. You're supposed to command. And if the universe says, well, you have to grow this type of way in order to achieve this goal, or you have to overcome this challenge in order to have what you've manifested, then so fucking be it. Because if you want it, it's yours. Go get it, no matter what the challenges are, because you're going to deal with challenges either way. Period. I know I'm firm in my speech, so guys, hopefully this didn't trigger you. I just want to share that thought with you guys. Do not feel prey to what the angels and archangels want you to do. Don't feel stuck. Don't feel controlled. Don't feel like, oh, I have to follow what they say or all hell breaks loose. No. Don't do that. Why would you? You do not serve them. They serve you. And if you want something, you can ask them. All right? You still have free will, whether you believe it or not. And if there is a such thing as fate and destiny, which I feel like it's a little bit of fate, destiny, and free will all mixed into one, things are going to work out exactly as they fucking mean to. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching or listening, actually. I'm doing my YouTube channel, so I'm so used to saying thank you for watching, but thank you for listening on my podcast here on Love Yourself Worth. If you would like to check out my YouTube videos, you can follow me at Love Yourself Worth. I'm also on Instagram, Love Yourself Worth, Facebook Live, Love Yourself Worth. You can find me pretty much everywhere under that name. All right, guys, and I'm signing out. Bye.